Former President Donald Trump has always been keen to put the focus on the many buildings he owns, but now he's being accused of fraudulently misrepresenting the value of those buildings. And this is the subject of a civil court case announced Wednesday by the New York Attorney General. The allegation, professional assessors would decide how much the buildings were worth, but when the Trumps went to get loans or insurance policies, they dramatically inflated the amount in order to pay less interest and get cheaper premiums.
This conduct cannot be brushed aside and dismissed as some sort of good faith mistake. The statements of financial condition were greatly exaggerated, grossly inflated, objectively false, and therefore fraudulent and illegal.
Some examples: his club in Florida, Mar-a-Lago, the likely worth was $75 million, but the Trumps alleged it was worth $739 million. 40 Wall Street in Manhattan, likely worth $220 million, but they put the value at $527 million. And Trump Park Avenue, likely worth $84.5 million, alleged worth $135.9 million.
Claiming you have money that you do not have does not amount to the art of the deal. It's the art of the steal.
Trump responded to the allegations on his social media site, calling the attorney general racist and accusing her of doing this to win an election, writing, "I never thought this case would be brought until I saw her really bad poll numbers. She is a fraud who campaigned on a Get Trump platform." But experts warn these kinds of white-collar cases can be hard to win.
You have to show that there's intent, a specific intent to defraud. And the lack of emails, if there isn't somebody who will testify against President Trump and say that he had the intent to defraud, that will be something that he can certainly use in his defense.
This is a civil case, but the attorney general has referred her findings to jurisdictions that can bring criminal charges and the Internal Revenue Service. She's asking a judge to ban the defendants from being able to work as an officer for any New York companies for life, ban them from buying commercial real estate or work with New York banks for 5 years, and she wants the Trumps to pay $250 million. Last month, Trump had a chance to defend the practice. He pleaded the Fifth so as not to incriminate himself hundreds of times. Now his lawyers will make the case for a trial that could have huge repercussions for the Trumps and their businesses. Patty Culhane, Al Jazeera, Washington.